And I don't think it's going to be very difficult fleshing out a vision, because so much work has been done by our ancestors. And that's probably going to be the theme of next week's show. So 45 years ago, folks in Powers Crosshairs in the U.S., we black folk and low income generally, saw the writing on the wall. They were not needed. And so rumors sprang up that the next step was concentration camps. Stokely Carmichael, Rap Brown, and other militants frequently argued that blacks were a surplus population in the United States, which was pensioned off on welfare rolls. But the rebellions, said the militants, had prompted white America, I'm going to interject, power, had prompted power to make plans for a final solution, quote unquote, this is continuing with Mr. Allen, to the race problem by permanently ridding itself of the troublesome blacks. You know that awesome film that I've mentioned before, Attack the Block? Check it out. There is a powerful character in it who summarizes this argument really, really well. But I think that they've devised a range of tactics for ridding themselves of we troublesome populations in the U.S. And that the unifying theme of those tactics may be plausible deniability. They don't want it to be seen what they're really doing. And because the media is captive, will not hear that discussed because it doesn't leave the necessary, quote unquote, evidence to render it suitable material for, quote unquote, journalism. So it is time to trust that those key cons exist and that the only response is for us to have our own vision, and our own vision is centered around solidarity, unity with all of us globally, all commoners. And I mean, that's everybody, you know. 10,000 folk who ain't, come on, it's the whole globe we have to claim.